Rogers and El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I'm not too terribly surprised. I mean, what we need to remember here is
Asians
that...
Asians are 15% of voters here. Politicians don't speak.
We need to sit down and talk with the mom, talk with the child.
He was denied hanging the...
He indicated that she had been rear-ended.
Yay, hail.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we go through the looking glass and beyond to, well, as you know, places other talk shows wish they could, they can't go to at all. And we are online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. In fact, if you're watching our live streaming Phil TV in HD right now, you can see that we are showing you our souvenir shop. That's our T-shirt, and we have... a lot of stuff, man. I mean, we got the T-shirt, and we have our shot glass, and we have our CDs. Just a number of different things to amuse you. So go to philhendryshow.com and check out some of the stuff that we've got there, as well as, of course, the backstage pass for all of our archives. And really, it is just our multimedia thing. You know, we got platforms everywhere, man. You know.
Yeah, we're pretty active on social media too.
We're very active, and so thank you very much, Bud, for that. We are very active in social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere, man. And we're on Facebook. And we have, like, Bud, you have an account on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I'm the Bud Dickman, and you can go there and everything.
Yeah, bitching, man. And what about you, Robert?
No, I don't do that. I think I'm going to go Facebook. I don't do no Twitter.
You don't like Twitter, huh?
Yeah, you probably can't spell good or anything. Shut up, man.
All right. Hey. Anyway, so hit us up there on Twitter or on Facebook, Phil Hendry Show. Facebook and, / Phil Hendry and Twitter / Real Phil Hendry. Now, of all the stories to start the hour with, I'm going to start it with this story because this is the second time I've read of something as insane as this. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think that this has a lot to do with the suggestibility of mentally ill people. And I think there are certain images that have such power that when someone is mentally ill, those images become very iconic. I shouldn't even call them iconic. They become so archetypal. It's like a schizophrenic hearing voices. And what image am I talking about? I'm talking about the grotesque and horrifying image of decapitation that suddenly invaded our homes here over the last 10 years as practiced by this scum Al-Qaeda. And it became such a powerful image that some of these psychotic individuals, and I say some, I've only heard of two that made the headlines. These people go out and actually commit these crimes. And what's different about this than someone saying, well, you see, when you televise those decapitations, that causes people to want to go out and cut off heads. No, that doesn't cause people to want to go out and cut off heads. What it is a very powerful image. Anyone who is violent, psychotic and violent, and it's a very, very rare, a small percentage of people who are psychotic and violent, but if they are, they're going to grab a hold of some kind of a violent image in some instances. I think that's the only thing that explains the fact that we had in Canada a number of years ago the most unbelievable act of violence committed against a human being in a bus. You remember that?
Yeah, that the guy was like just sleeping too.
Well, he was sleeping. And he saw this guy bothering a girl. He told him to stop. That's the last thing he ever said was, hey, buddy, don't bother that. Eep, that was the end of that.
Yeah, the guy cut his head off and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy that did it was a mental case. Admitted to the judge he was a mental case. Told the judge, please kill me. I mean, this guy, you talk about being off your medication. But I don't have sympathy for certain people who are, even if you're psychotic, you know, you're technically sick. I understand that. Psychopath, no. Those people know right from wrong. But a guy that's psychotic, somebody that is hearing voices and seeing things, and the whole world is like melting in front of him, that's a really sick person. Do you know that a schizophrenic, this is a very interesting fact, that they're now finding, UCLA did a study, schizophrenics lose 25% of their gray matter within 5 years. 25%. That means a quarter of their brain goes away, man, from this disease. It's a brutal, devastating disease. Now what do we find? The same thing happens yesterday in a place called Tenerife in the Canary Islands. A woman is standing there minding her own business, and along comes some nut, and the same thing happens. This guy grabs this woman, and in front of shocked and horrified tourists, this unbelievable and unspeakable act of violence takes place. He has a knife, and that's the end of her head.
In front of everybody?
Yes, in front of everybody. Then the guy takes off running. Some people give chase, and finally a man on a motorcycle takes his helmet off and throws it at this guy. People who saw this guy running with this head thought it was a joke. They thought it was a mannequin head. They don't know what the hell was going on.
I don't know how, man. If I caught that guy, man, I don't know how you'd beat his head in. Just give him curb bite.
Well, I agree with you there, Robert. I would be with you on that, but cooler heads prevailed. The guy was 28 years old. He ran through the streets of the Holiday Island carrying the woman's head. Security guard. I mean, I've never heard of anything like this before in my life. And believe me when I tell you that had there been stories of decapitations before this, they would have made the news probably even more prominently than these ones. So that's why I'm saying this has got to have something to do with the images of decapitation that Al-Qaeda brought into our home, you know, because all of a sudden we got headline stories of these clowns, and I say, you know, clown. I mean, it's brutal violence to almost a ridiculous extreme. One lady said he must be insane because he was running away with his head in her hands. Well, that I guess she misspoke, huh?
No, she's probably making a joke.
He must be insane. He was running away with his head in her hands. What the hell does that mean? An eyewitness told local radio, I was parking my car outside the supermarket. I saw this man running with something bloody in his hands. It was a head. He had it in his hands. The security guards chased him and threw him to the floor and overpowered him. The witness said the head rolled along the ground as this. Oh, my God. You talk about a nightmare in living color in the middle of the day.
Man, you told me the head would fall on the ground?
Yeah, it was rolling down the street and everything.
Wow, there were conflicting reports that the weapon may have been a machete, a sword, or a spade. The shop of the woman was killed, sells knives and machetes. Now watch this. Here comes the... Well, we better not sell knives. It's got nothing to do with that. People, this is a much more difficult, or if you will, a much easier problem to approach. It's got nothing to do with whether they're machetes, or this, or that, or this, or that. This is about the human animal. Nothing more and nothing less. This is about... Take a look around, and what do you see? Which one of these guys is a nut? You'd do way better, and not passing a law. I'm not talking about a law that says we have to find out who the nuts are and stop them. No, I think as individual human beings, as just creatures on this earth, we have to keep our eyes open a little bit better. And for the most part, I think people do, but that poor lady, I mean, now what was it about her? British consular staff... We're thought to be trying to locate next of kin for the woman who's thought to be an expatriate living in Tenerife. She's not been identified. Wine merchant David Scott said the attacker spent most days sitting 50 yards from the scene of the attack, talking to himself and gesticulating wildly. So this is a schizophrenic, you know.
Why do you keep saying a guy's schizophrenic? Why do you say that?
Because he's seeing things and talking to imaginary people. He's hallucinating, in other words. He was very disturbed and intimidating, the sort of person you would cross the road to avoid. Dominica Fernandez, Madrid representative of the Canary Islands, said the killer had, quote, chosen his victim by chance. Good God. A horrific murder took place at around 10:25 in the shopping center in Avenida Juan Carlos I. A source of the National Police investigating said at the moment, we are investigating whether he was carrying the knife when he entered the store. Or whether he picked it up inside. Police were studying the CCTV footage after the attack. That's the security cameras that they have. The police source said the suspect was very well known to officers in the area. Local reports said he'd spent time in the psychiatric unit at the Hospital de la Candelaria. Following early violent outbursts, he's said to have once punched a man in the street in a random attack, knocking out the guy's two front teeth. And then he takes a knife and just... Good God!
I'd beat the hell out of him.
A lot of good that would do.
Well, at least he'd know he got his ass kicked. I beat the hell out of him. I try to kill him. I just keep beating his head into the cement until there was just like it's till his head went soft under your touch.
Oh God, man!
That's what I do.
You keep on beating his head until it just got all mushy.
Yeah, I would. I just like boom, 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 boom. I mean, you know, cops would come and stop me and probably lock me up in the same cell with the guy. What a world, man. What a world. But, you know, criminality is bolder because I believe the numbers of people, of course, the cities and where we live, we're becoming more and more people. And there is the imagery that will inform, you know, the kind of violence that we see. And like I said, sane people don't do this. A criminally prone, hallucinating, psychotic person is going to be influenced by certain images, but it doesn't mean that that's what caused him to be violent. The guy's violent to begin with. He already knocked some guy's teeth out.
Yeah, but if he hadn't seen no decapitation or anything like that.
Then he would have got a gun and blown her head off, or he would have just stabbed her. Believe me when I tell you, that guy was on his way to, you know, he had a rendezvous with destiny regardless. All right, we're coming back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Remember our website, philhenryshow.com, so you can pick up the podcast tomorrow morning. A mom tells ABC News she gave her kid Botox. You imagine a woman putting Botox in the kid's kisser so the kid can win, I don't know, some stupid beauty pageant or something like that. The child is now in protective custody. And also check us out, as I say, on the web at philhenryshow.com. We'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show. I was just, violence is obviously it's everywhere, and the only way that we're ever going to control it is when we find out the truth of violence, which is, you know, it's in the biochemistry of the brain. I'm not saying that there aren't bad people. There are bad people, you know, but more and more, you know, when we talk to Dr. Stone and we hear about these stories, more and more, even a psychopath, even somebody who is just there's no ifs, ands, or buts, in my opinion. A psychopath, just drop them down the old proverbial hole. Just kill them, because those guys, you can't rehabilitate them. Even those people have been known to come about, or that personality change comes about, when they've had traumatic head injury. So there's all these things that affect the brain, you know. This guy with God is great and all that bullcrap, prophet of God, cuts the woman's head off. This clown was into some sort of jihadist hallucination. That's what that guy was about. Don't even worry about that one. You know, and we've heard of other kinds of psychotic episodes, like that Hinckley clown who wanted to impress Jodie Foster. I mean, these guys that are built that way, there's all sorts of things. It doesn't set them off, because I think these people are violent to begin with. They're on their way to some sort of a violent event. But it's like the vehicle they use. Jodie Foster, the jihadist, whatever. So here is a story now. A San Francisco pageant mom investigated for injecting her 8-year-old daughter with Botox. I don't know what to say about this. You know, other than the fact that it, you know, takes all kinds, but she, the kid's now with Child Protective Services. The mother, who she said on the news, well, everybody's doing it, you know. I mean, it's not on, you know, it's not unusual. Well, now, come on, this is a kid. Where do you people get off with this idea that you're going to put Botox in the kid's face? And what is it with these beauty pageants? Why is it that important? I don't understand. Anyway, she got the idea from other pageant mothers, calling it pretty much like The Thing. I'm not the only one who does it. Yeah, well, you're the only one whose kid went with the San Francisco authorities. How does that make you feel? You're not the only one that does it. As far as anybody's concerned, you are. In an interview on ABC News with Laura Logan,
Carrie Campbell defends giving Botox to her 8-year-old because everyone else is doing it in the beauty pageant world. Child Protective Services is investigating your ass, Carrie.
It's pretty much like the thing. I'm not the only one that does it. A lot of moms do it. And I think a lot of the kids making the big impression on the lines on her face and stuff like made her, probably influenced her to want to do it a little bit more.
You're saying Brittany asked you for Botox?
We talked about it. She didn't exactly ask me about it, but I know that she was complaining about her face, her wrinkles.
Right, and of course, as you know, an 8-year-old kid, I mean, we must take into consideration what their desires and concerns are. Maybe if she wanted plastic surgery, you're going to go out and find a plastic surgeon. Maybe if she wanted breast implants. You do have to take into consideration the child's wants, needs, and desires. You idiot. Ms. Campbell says she personally injects her daughter with the Botox she acquires from a trusted source. Oh, man.
Like I said, I do the Botox myself. It's safe. I have no problem with doing it.
But you're 34. I mean, it's just, I'm just wondering.
I've been doing it for a long time.
You administer it because you're an esthetician.
Part-time.
Where do you get the Botox?
I'd rather not, like, put that out there. I do have a trusted source where I get it. He is behind the doctor scene and everything.
Oh, this is an idiot. I mean, how does this woman walk around free? Here is 8-year-old Brittany talking about the procedure.
I do it, but
yeah,
it hurts sometimes, but I get used to it.
A little bit.
And what do you do it for?
I don't know.
Well, do you do it because you see wrinkles? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Now she remembers, yeah.
Like wrinkles and
It
just, like, I just, like, don't, like, think wrinkles are nice for a little girl. It hurts, and I get used to it, and...
You cry.
Yeah. And you have sex with your uncle, right? But it hurts, but you get used to it, don't you? Okay, that's great. Trent Rohrer of Child Protective Services in San Francisco told KGO Television that they're investigating the mother. Investigating the mother? Well, you better be investigating the mother. And they received a flood of calls concerning the child's well-being. What, after the TV show thing? I mean, what? Anyway, here is Trent.
We need to sit down and talk with the mom, talk with the child, and see what's going on. It's pretty unusual for a mom to be injecting an 8-year-old with Botox, and certainly is grounds for an investigation.
Well, no, wait a minute. She says she doesn't want to cop to where she's getting the Botox, a trusted source, because they're in the doctor scene thingy, like the way she put it. And she knows she's 34 years old and she's been doing it all of her life. She's sticking needles into a kid's kisser. In other words, she's administering some kind of a treatment as a lay. She's an esthetician. Are those people allowed to give you a shot of Botox?
I don't know. I know what an esthetician is.
What do you know, Robert?
No, I don't, ma'am. I don't think the only people allowed to give you a shot got to be a nurse or something.
Well, is an esthetician a nurse?
I don't know.
And then putting it into a kid's face. These baby beauty pageants are the most bizarre bloody things in the history of man on this planet. I can understand how the mother... I heard one woman describe it this way. I don't want her to be sexy. I want her to be beautiful. All right, you know. But come on. The imagery, the clothing, the entire way they image these little kitty beauty pageants is like a grown-up beauty pageant, only the little kids. So they're showing their legs. The whole thing, man.
Yeah, but I mean... What else are you going to do?
What do you mean, what else are you going to do? Don't have one, man.
Yeah, if you want to have a baby beauty pageant, you got to show some other thing like a way of baby beauty. I mean, the baby beauty.
What about the baby beauty?
What do you mean, baby beauty?
Well, I have a baby.
You guys don't even know what you're talking about now.
Well, I'm talking about baby beauty.
Baby beauty pageant?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. How do they do baby beauty pageants? They wheel them by at a bassinet, you take a look at the kid, and if he, you know, winks at you, you go, okay, great. And you give the kid a sucker, and you give him a large gold loving cup, and we go, champion baby of the year, stick the kid in the cup, and roll it down the street.
That's what I do.
All right. Come on, man. We got to get it together here, ladies and gentlemen. We got to begin to, in my opinion, we got to get our priorities in order here, I think. Don't you think? Bin Laden's dead. We're moving on. Okay, been there. Right, we took care of that guy. We got to rebuild the whole Twin Tower thing. We've been through a lot, man. We've been through a lot, doctor. And we're recognizing the priorities here. You know, we have young men and women overseas fighting in wars. We got Bin Laden. The towers are going up. The thing, all this crap. The economy sucks. And meanwhile,
They got Botox going to a kid's face. No, 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 no. That, no. We ain't doing that anymore. No more. Well, this is wrong. And, you know, we have to shut some of these people up. I don't know how we're going to do it. But these people that whine and scream about how, well, you know, they have a right to do this and they have a right to do that. We got to tell them to shut up now. We have to tell them, no, 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 no. You don't get to anymore. We're moving in a new direction. It's a new day. All right. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more, including Chuck E. Cheese. Is it a casino?
Phil Henry. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, man. I'm telling you that I think we may have finally gotten some of these problems. You know, we have our remote studio here, and we have, I'm telling you. You know, and I will say again what I said last night. Either you know your job or you don't. And this country is hungering for people that know what they're doing. It's hungering. It's starving for people that know what they're doing. We are looking for professionals. We're looking for people to know how to get the job done. Look around you. What do you see? You see jackasses that are making excuses. You see people grubbing for money and giving you what in return? Hardly anything. You see industry leaders, captains of industry. Where are the J. Paul Gettys? Where are the Rockefellers? And I don't mean Nelson. I mean John D. Don't give me Bill Gates. I want to know, who are the guys that are making things? Who are the people that are manufacturing things? Where are the pros? Man, I'll tell you, you know, this is where we're at right now. Now that we took care of Bin Laden, I think the next step is let's get our heads out of our asses and start doing something around here. Like, let's start creating things again. Let's get this century kicked off. What do you think? My God. The stuff that passes for work, the stuff that passes for professionalism in my industry, in your industry, think about it. The things that pass for quality work, you know, you wouldn't recognize it, man, if it looked like third graders did it. What's the point? We're a country of people that just eat, 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 consume, consume, consume. We don't make a damn thing. Chinese are making it. We talk about how we want to buy American. No, we don't want to buy American. We want to buy cheap. We never get the idea we want to buy American. What is that? Are you kidding me or something? We don't want to buy. If we wanted to buy American, we'd buy American. And it's ridiculous to talk about buying American. We want to buy El Cheapo, baby. That's what we want. And I can tell you that we have a country loaded with business leaders that are only too willing to give us exactly what we want. Garbage for a crap can product for a low price. Take a look at Walmart or whatever these dumps are, these places where these people knock in the front door on a Thanksgiving Black Friday and kill each other as they're crawling over top of broken glass so they can get inside the store and get what? Some cheap Chinese junk? It just so happens that the price is right. You know, and that's where we are right now. I mean, this is what we're valuing right now. I mean, and so we wonder why the American people become so enamored of anyone and anything that comes up out of the crowd, that raises up out of the crowd and shows themselves to be an actual proficient individual, someone that knows something about what they're doing, somebody that's a pro. My God, we are absolutely hungry for that in this country. Absolutely thirsting for it. Look around. Where do you see it? Hardly anywhere. We got people playing it safe. We got people going by the numbers. We got people that don't want to deviate. We have people that don't want to bust outside. It's not my pay grade. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take that one to the grave as my least favorite saying.
What's that?
Anytime I hear some jackass say the following thing to me, boy, I don't know, Phil, it ain't my pay grade. I swear to God, man, that's somebody that ought to be on the street just for grins. Just stick them out on the street, man. Hey, how's that? Is that your pay grade?
Yeah, but I mean, why do you want to go above your pay grade?
Why do you want to go above your pay grade? You ever heard about professional pride? You ever heard of wanting to get the job done?
Yeah, but you know they're going to pay you for it.
Nobody's going to pay you for nothing anyway, man. No one's going to pay you for nothing anyway. If you think you're sitting on your dead ass because it ain't your pay grade, anybody's going to give you a promotion or a raise based on that, forget it. The only way to get things done is to take a little bit of initiative. Probably what it means eventually is to go out and start your own business. Oh, that ain't my pay grade. I can't stand people like that. Those are gutless human beings. Those are people that have no interest in anything other than holding on to their little civil service job. And I'll tell you something else. We have private companies now in America. Yeah, what's the difference between them and a civil service gig? We talk about we don't like the bureaucracy. We talk about we don't like Washington. And we don't like how the red tape and the little these little middle management bureaucrats in Washington are driving us crazy. Half the American companies today are run just like them. American companies are run just like it's an agency in Washington. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to go up my pay grade. I want to play it safe. Look at the bottom line, bottom line, bottom line, bottom line. Anybody creating anything? Anybody making anything better than they made it last year? Anybody looking at the customer further down the road than 2 or 3 years? Hell no. And then these jackballs wonder why they get fired half the time. We got companies that are run by clowns. They don't even know why they're firing people. All they know is they're not getting any kind of productivity out of anybody. Can they motivate them? Hell no. They wouldn't know anything about any more about motivation of employees than motivating themselves. So, I hate to give a speech, but God almighty. And what happens is, when you're the guy, and I just heard my very good friend Fred say this to me, and he's right. Fred said, you know, it's true when they say that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's also true that sometimes the squeaky wheel gets replaced. So keep that in mind. That if you are someone looking to, push out, create, make things better, make things... work a little, a little faster. I'm not saying that you want to be a pain in the ass. You don't want to go contrary to what your boss's wishes are, the wishes of the company. You don't want to do that. But if you're someone who has a creative instinct and you want to make things bigger and better, keep this in mind. You know, today in America, that is not necessarily held in high esteem. You can get your ass fired for that. You know, when we looked at these SEALs and the operation that they did against bin Laden, we were stunned and amazed. You want to know why? Because in our own personal lives, we never see anything that good. Never. Now think about that, how sad that is.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not going to see people like blowing people away.
I'm not talking about blowing somebody away, man, okay? I'm talking about going in, getting the job done so beautifully, so proficiently, so without a hitch, that you go in, boom, 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 total success, 100%, everything you needed to do, you did, got in, out, no collateral damage, whatever that amounts to in your work, and it is an astounding and an amazing accomplishment. I don't know what that would represent in one's business. And if you can say that, well, hell, you've done it, you know. But I dare say I don't think we see that a lot in our society because that's why our minds are blown by these things. That's why we look at that and we go, oh, my God, look at these guys. I think it's a physical manifestation of something that we desire.
Yeah, but I mean, what about like Black Hawk Down, stuff like that?
What do you mean Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, well, that wasn't a success. Did everybody say it was?
Black Hawk Down was an example of tremendous courage, tremendous loyalty, unbelievable loyalty and courage and fidelity between soldiers, comrades. And it was a very much a success in that they rescued those men. They got them out of there. They weren't going to leave without them. We're talking about a handful of guys that held off hundreds, if not thousands, of these Somalian gunmen. and most certainly was a successful story. I mean, this is beating the odds. This is turning a defeat into a victory. This is something else that is that we look at and we say, boy, you know, I'd love to see that in my life every day. You know, what do you mean it wasn't a victory? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, that's what they said. It wasn't.
Well, no, they didn't get all the guys they wanted to get. That wasn't the point of that. Black Hawk Down is the story of the rescue of those men. It's not the story of how bitchin' everything was. They went in and they kicked ass and they got all the guys they wanted. It's the story of how these men survived a horrific, horrifically botched mission. Not because necessarily the human beings were botched, but because just the circumstances that occurred, and those guys were able to turn that thing into something good. So, look, you know, we use, and I saw this comment from that Katrina What's-Her-Ass. What's that woman?
Yeah, it's a lady on Twitter, man. It's a pain in the ass. That Katrina, or Katrina Hoovel.
Katrina Hoovel?
Who's that, man? That's a lady.
Vanderhoovel, is that it?
No, it's Katrina Hoovel.
I don't know any Katrina Hoovel. Anyway, she was saying, because I'm looking at these jackball tweets that she does, and she's saying, oh, you know, we're living in a cult of military technology. Vandenhoovel. Yeah, that's it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You went Hoovel.
Yeah, Katrina Hoovel.
No, it ain't Katrina Hoovel, man. What does that say?
Vandenhoovel.
Katrina Vandenhoovel, yeah. Anyway, she says, oh, you know what? We're in danger. We're always in danger, you know. We're in danger of becoming a cult of military technology instead of the intellectual blah, 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 right? And I remember thinking, well, you know, one of the reasons why, if you call it a cult of military technology, I think we admire right now excellence. And where are we seeing it? We're seeing it with our military. And why is it that the military is prominent with its excellence? Because it just so happens, Katrina Vandenhoovel, we're living in a day and age where we need our military. There are military things to do. There are military things to get done. Do you understand? And because there are military things to get done, there's military projects, there's been a need for the military. Go talk to Osama about it, man. Don't talk to me. And because there's been a need for that, we have seen them in operation. And because we've seen them in operation, we've seen them performing beautifully. And we admire it. And she calls that a cult. I call that just people watching a military that we paid a lot of damn money for. And we're watching and appreciating and being very appreciative of their efforts. Now, I'd love to do that in some other walks of life, Katrina. You know, I'd love to be able to, for instance, celebrate the cult of bitchin' magazine publishing. But all I got is Katrina Vandenhoovel and her falderall.
You gotta start a magazine called Vandenhoovel.
What's that going to be about?
It'd be about her, man. You'd do a magazine about Katrina Vandenhoovel or falderall.
That would be a better magazine, falderall. So I'd love to have a celebration of the grooviness of magazines, a celebration of how far out our automobile manufacturing is, a celebration of how just unbelievably beautiful our radio broadcasting is, but unfortunately we can't, because none of that's happening. I'd love to be able to talk about how we're making the great washing machines and dishwashers and that kind of stuff, the shoes, the clothing. I'd love to talk about how we're making all of that stuff. Well, we can't do it, can we? And until such time as we can, guess what, Vandenhoovel? I got to talk about how great our military is. It's fine with me. Fine with me.
Hey, talk about some of the bitching tanks and stuff, what they got.
Yeah, there you go. We make some damn good tanks. Now, let me ask some. If we can make that stuff, man, we ought to be able to make cars. Well,
you got a Hummer.
Ah, the hell with a Hummer. All right, we'll be back here with our final segment on this beautiful, I say beautiful Friday night, Saturday morning, because it's the last show of the week. Of course, we will see you guys tonight, 7 o'clock, on our local KFI AM 640 More Stimulating Talk radio show. That's coming up this evening, all right? Mike Huckabee has a big announcement to make tomorrow. Do we care? Yes, I guess. I don't. Personally, Huckabee, yeah. Anyway, will he run for president? Can he win? Do you care? Will you vote for him? What's that? No? PhilHenryShow.com.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. For Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show. And as I said, this is a Friday night, and then we have our KFI show tonight. And then on Sunday, we're going to set fire to the studio, burn it to the ground. And
then they have to come in and fix it.
Then they'd have to build it from the ground up again. And that way, I think, that way we'll solve some of the problems, if not all of them, some of them. Being proactive. Anyway, there's a mother who has sued Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, there's another lawsuit. And this is a woman who lives in San Diego. She sued the company that owns the Chuck E. Cheese family restaurant chain because she doesn't have anything better to do than to sue them. She claims that many of the games intended for children at these locations are actually illegal gambling devices like slot machines. Her name is Denise Keller. She's a local real estate agent. And you know what it's like being a real estate agent these days? Well, you haven't got anything to do. You're not selling anything. That's for damn sure. And I guess she's sitting on a whole lot of money that she can just go ahead and turn over to a lawyer. So Denise is rich, man. She's the mother of two daughters, age 3 and 5. So there's, I'm telling you, in life, motherhood's a beautiful thing. But there is also in life a very insufferable creature, and that is the mother of three of little kids. Because guess what? She's an expert. She's had them for all of 3 years. Anyway, she filed a potential class action suit in U.S. District Court. According to court documents, she's asking for a jury trial and damages and restitution of at least $5 million. But attorney Eric Benink, who represents Keller, because she pays on time, said the money is a secondary issue. Well, of course. The purpose of the lawsuit, he said, is to prevent Texas-based CEC Entertainment, which owns and operates the restaurants in 48 states, from keeping the machines in its game rooms. We don't think that children should be exposed to casino-style gambling devices at an arcade, Benink said, adding that the games take only a few seconds to play and some of them feature roulette-style wheel. Well, so do many board games that you purchase and bring home. They have roulette-style wheels, too. As a matter of fact, and I hate to be the guy to, you know, break the news, you ever heard of playing cards? According to the complaint, many of the games in these rooms are operated by inserting tokens, which can be purchased for 25 cents. When the games are finished, they dispense tickets. Yep, that's right. The lawsuit notes that with some exceptions, gambling is illegal in California, but the penal code makes an exception for games that are predominantly based on skill. Well, that's not the case. What are they talking about here, man? I've played these games a million times with my kids, and you get these tickets, and you go and you redeem them for cheap junk. You know, I hate to say it, but I mean, you go and you redeem them for stupid ass stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, if you get enough of them, you can get there's some cool stuff like stuffed bears. My daughter would get stuffed animals if she got enough. Sometimes she got those little snow globes. Sometimes they were stupid looking plastic bracelets. It all depends, you know. And I remember looking at this and thinking, okay, well, this is really cool. So they got this much money out of the kids, and they're giving back this much. Boy, are they making out. Which, of course, that's the name of the game. I'm not necessarily going to complain about that. But is this what they're calling gambling? With the games of Chuck E. Cheese, according to Keller, who claims in the court documents that she's taken her own children on numerous occasions to the restaurant's location, La Mesa's Grossmont Center. Instead, the suit says the games are based mostly on chance and that they could foster addictive behavior in children by enticing them to play repeatedly for tickets. Oh, that's what she's bitching about, that there's a payoff, you see.
Oh, I see. I mean, like a slot machine.
Yeah. So if you win, and at Chuck E. Cheese, I was trying to think of what the hell casino-style games. There is a bowling alley, those stupid little bowling where the pins snap up. There's basket shooting. I think there is some, one of those claw things that you pick up something with.
Yeah.
There's, there may be a roulette style wheel there's no real gambling, machines there. But the fact that it does dispense these tickets is what's got this woman, Calls to CEC Entertainment's attorneys were not immediately returned because they were liable to say something nasty. They have argued in court documents the games are not illegal under state law. The attorneys contend that the California legislature never intended to make operating a children's arcade game a criminal act. Instead, they say recent amendments to the law show that lawmakers were primarily concerned with the potential for video slot machines masquerading as legal video games. They note that even if the arcade games were illegal, then Keller is an admitted participant in the illegal gambling. Therefore, she should be barred from seeking any damages or restitution. Aha! Attorneys for the company have asked a federal judge to dismiss the case. I think he ought to, too. I think it's horse dung. The little kids, you know, what do you want the children to do? Go ahead and feed their money into these machines, play these games for the sheer satisfaction of it, and then go and, you know, go home? For the children, it's fun. It's a competition. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are gambling, per se. Oh, it's time to leave, you know? Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying, bud.
Yeah, well, I don't go to Chuck E. Cheese anyway anymore, and not since last year.
Yeah, I know. That they cut you off, huh? The Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is John Ilk. Dan Northcraft, our associate producer, will be on KFI tonight at 7 o'clock. Check us out on the web at philhenryshow.com. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry.